Special guest has flown in, State Senator Mike Shirky, in the building today. What brings you to town, Mike?
Well, I
or
live
close to town.
Yeah, right. Now, I've got a bunch of meetings this morning, and I thought, you know, I might as well. I've stiffed you for a couple of Mondays now. I thought I'd come in and look you square in the eye and say, I still exist. And so
well, that's okay. You're on vacation.
I didn't have to introduce myself. That was the good news.
Are you ever on vacation?
No, that the phone is never unplugged.
Yeah,
yeah, never unplugged.
It's always busy. Now you were in Israel. Pretty amazing trip.
It was an unbelievable trip. My second trip, that was exactly 20 years ago this month that Sue and I went to Israel. And then to go back again, this time, unfortunately, she couldn't go with me, but we went with a legislative group, a bunch of fellow House members and three other fellow senators.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly an economic development kind of business relationship development trip. We did do some, you know, visiting the old city in Jerusalem and went to up the Golan Heights and had a fascinating lecture from a lieutenant colonel in the military. Her name was Judy. She was 5 foot nothing. She's a mother of five, but I'd guess about 35 to 37 years old. And she had a hard time speaking and separating the motherhood and the military. And I know, Greg, she'd kick your butt and mine at the same time if we were to challenge her. And she gave us on the top of the Golan Heights, where we could see Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan from one vantage point. She gave us a lecture on the geopolitical dynamics in that region. And while we were standing there, we heard two bombs go off in Syria, about 6.5 miles away. So those folks live in that kind of environment day in and day out, and it's but they don't act like it. It is a very welcoming and very calm nation.
Will they ever be able to talk their way out of it?
No.
I don't think so.
You know, if you're a student of the Bible, you'll know that not until the next coming of Christ will that place settle down, and it's going to get, you know, it actually will get uglier before it gets better.
Wow. So what was accomplished on the trip, Mike?
We visited a half a dozen companies that all have business relationships in Michigan. We visited Ben-Gurion University. And spent a lot of time there on energy-related technology. Most of their focus, however, in Israel, they aren't rich with natural resources like we are in this country, and so they develop their own resources, and it's all intellectual. And they are leading the nation, leading the world in cybersecurity, and they also have a keen eye on the Michigan, United States, worldwide auto industry as we endeavor to move toward autonomous vehicles. And they have a big play across their nation and different companies and in that arena, which is why they're so tightly knitted into the Michigan economic culture.
Well, you noted earlier Foxconn. They are now going to build here after this is after the Wisconsin announcement.
Right.
That's good news.
That's great news. Not unexpected. Frankly, I think that maybe we should be grateful that we didn't get the big investment, because it would have cost us too much. I still shake my head wondering how Wisconsin rationalized that relationship. But Foxconn is doing it for the same reason I was just describing to you that Israel is so interested in Michigan, and that is because we are the hotbed and the nucleus for the development of, I'm going to say, development of motion and the development of movement and the development of the, I can't even say to call it a car anymore, Greg, because, you know, I envision in the not too distant future where when cars are being controlled completely by computers, where the safety has been proven that there's just virtually no chance for any kind of crash, they start taking weight out of the vehicles to make them lighter. And then before you know it, we'll be in the Jetson period. You and I remember the Jetsons.
I do.
Where there'll be no wheels. They'll be transported on air, and so I mean I may not live long enough to see that, but I guarantee you it's going to happen because I can just see that trend coming. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Any chance we get the Mazda Toyota plant in Michigan? Are we a long shot for that? Or
now we're not a long shot for it. I can tell you right now that if we hadn't become a right to work state in 2012, we would have had no shot for it. I wouldn't put us. I think we're top one of the top three.
Okay,
and I know that Governor Snyder is working overtime on this, trying to cement that relationship.
So what else is happening?
Right today, meeting again. It's all about, you know, the uncertainty at the federal level on what they're going to do with healthcare, and so states like Michigan are taking it upon ourselves to start. We were given the green light to submit waivers, particularly on Medicaid, I'm talking about, so that we can put more restrictions and more requirements, particularly like work requirements, on enrollees, and then begin to roll out that program in a way that allows us to not spend more money. And then my biggest project beginning this fall is going to be on shepherding this integration of behavior and mental health pilots through, again, to not increase the amount of money that we're taxpayers are spending on healthcare, but move more money from physical healthcare to mental healthcare. And it's a little bit of a catch-22 on that. Those in the mental health field are feeling a little unnerved about it, and I don't blame them. But we've got pretty well identified as to what the metrics are going to be to measure it and to protect the mental health side of that equation.
Got to help more people.
Right. Especially, particularly on the mental health side, because yeah. Anybody that has challenges in that area and aren't well served, that becomes manifest in physical health costs that can run out of control quickly. And that's the part that I think where the savings is going to come from on the physical health side, so we can invest more in the mental health side.
Yeah, I just said what came to mind was that sexting suicide case in, I think it was Massachusetts.
Right.
I mean, both people involved in that were...
Exactly.
You know, they had mental issues,
yep.
And
yep.
Now yep. Everybody pays, and...
We have a very compassionate society, not just the nation, but in Michigan. And so we all pay when those things go unserved.
So you'll be at the fair tomorrow.
Yep, be at the fair tomorrow and then
Flo
down there.
Flo Rida. you're a Flo Rida guy.
No, I'm not a Flo Rida guy. I'm sorry. I'm going to let that one pass. And this week we have dual fairs going on. We have a Branch County Fair in Coldwater going on too, which is part of the Senate district. And so I kind of shuttle back and forth between Jackson Fair and Branch County Fair.
You'll be there
tomorrow from 3 to 6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Long stint of corn dogs there.
Yeah. Well, I'll only have one corn dog.
All right.
Yeah. But I will have one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for popping in today.
You're welcome, Greg. Nice to see you.
State Senator Mike Shirky, just back from Israel.